He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday. It is the August 9th, the North Korea live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm here with Rob Sanford on this Wednesday. I think this tells it all, Rob. The gold market, gold is up $15.50 per ounce today to 1,278, while the Dow is down 62 points to 22,022. And it's actually more than just North Korea. We also have Disney earnings, with member of the Dow. Disney reported last night, and they came up a little bit short. So you have those two stocks. In addition to that, you have Netflix selling off a bit on the news that Disney's going to pull all of their content from Netflix and create their own streaming station. They should have probably done that a long time ago, but that's also impacting Netflix, and it's impacting the NASDAQ today, which is down 43 points right now. The NASDAQ is at 6,326. The S&P is down about 9 points right now to 2,466. Crude oil's up 23 cents. That usually world turmoil pushes oil prices higher, pushes gold prices higher. You're seeing both of those, and that usually pushes interest rates lower. And yes, we're down a little bit on the interest rates today as the 10-year yield falls down to 2.23%. So down 5 basis points from where it closed yesterday. And these are all the things you would expect with a little bit of world turmoil in the air. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Rob Sanford here. I guess it's three words driving this market today. One is Disney. Two is fire. And three is fury. Were those the two words, fire and fury?
Disney, fire, and fury. Do those go together?
Yeah, so I mean, I guess Trump created quite a stir by talking, meeting tough with tough, which, you know, I found, I knew bullies in high school, and were you the guy picking on me
shorts? Not me.
I used to wear shorts. Hey, Gunderson, nice legs.
No,
hey.
No. I was not stuff a like fighter. That. Nope.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't either, but I knew other guys that were bullies. And you know what? I mean, if I knew now what I knew then, you got to kind of fight fire with fire. You can't, or a bully will run all over you. And we are being bullied by North Korea by this wacky, crazy guy who sits back there and thinks he can
yesterday, I don't understand the motive. I don't get this. What in the world is motivating him to poke us the way he is?
And my answer was, I truly believe that he's just a puppet for China. I really think that China, he doesn't have the money to build all of these missiles and everything. They don't have any economy. What do they produce and sell? They sell coal to China, and that's about their only product.
Well, now here's an interesting spin. I heard a guy last night on one of the many news channels that I watch that a couple of the generals have theorized that perhaps Iran is involved behind the scenes.
I think there's no question that Iran is involved.
That they're sharing technology.
I think there's no question. So, you know, when you rattle the saber against North Korea, you're rattling the saber against China and Iran. And I would also say that Russia is in there, too. The nasty three that don't really care for the United States of America using Korea They know they've got a crazy guy down there, and you know, it's not just him. There's big powers standing behind him, right, lurking in the shadows, and that's why all of this makes the market very, very nervous. So we'll see. I don't know if there will be a press conference today. We usually watch them here.
Sure.
One of the most entertaining parts of the day, besides our show, of course, the press conferences. And, you know, do they teach these reporters to just be annoying?
Sure they do.
Just be as annoying, so you get attention.
Right, yes.
Well, they're doing a good job.
You get airtime.
Because they are annoying. Oh, they are annoying. Speaking of annoying, yesterday they had a little debate on Fox Business Channel. Peter Schiff, my old friend Peter Schiff, was on TV once again debating this phony market and this market that's getting ready to crash, stock market, that is. The only problem is he's been saying that for 8 years, right, and the market has tripled. Has Peter Schiff shifted at all? No. You know what? I see him as a stubborn, prideful, too afraid to admit that I was wrong. You know, I'll admit when I'm wrong about, I was wrong about the bond market interest rates moving up quicker than they have. But I really think that Greenspan's right and we're headed in that direction. But Peter Schiff, he's grown a beard now. I guess so people don't recognize him in the supermarket, especially people that subscribe to his newsletter and have lost nothing but money following his advice. And, you know, he's still the same. He says it's all fake numbers. Everything's fake numbers on the economy. It's fake numbers on, I guess, 22,000 is a fake number.
Yeah, well.
Is that a fake number?
That's a big fake number.
Is $132 per share in earnings, is that a fake number? Is, you know, goes on and on. Consumer confidence is at an all-time high. He says that's a fake number. Of course, I guess that's really the only way, that's the only the answer you can really give when you've been wrong for so long. And he went on to say the economy is terrible. The stock market is one big ugly bubble. But, you know, again, now you got to put that in context. He's been saying that for 8 years. And I was asked to debate Mr. Schiff in Toronto about 5-6 years ago.
Is that supposed to be neutral ground up there?
I guess, okay. Yes, on neutral soil.
Okay.
Not in Philadelphia or anything like that, in Toronto. And I, you know, I didn't want to spend the money on the plane ticket. The guy does not like me. I don't have anything personally against him, but let's call a spade a spade. He's been wrong now. For 7-8 years, and he was just as animated and just as nasty and just as grumpy as he's always been yesterday.
So we can give folks a choice then when we're out in Minneapolis. They can have a Bill Was Right Again t-shirt or a Schiff Was Wrong Again t-shirt.
Yeah, and I tell the story, you know, we crossed paths at the San Francisco Money Show, and I went up and shook hands with him and everything, and my son watched the encounter, and he said the hair on the back of Peter Schiff's neck stood up. He says, Dad, I don't think he likes you. Well, whatever. The guy is just, you know, he is what he is. You know, his father's spent prison time for fighting the IRS and the income tax. It's just an interesting family, that Schiff family. Will Peter Schiff be right this time? You know, eventually he'll be right, you know, and then he'll say, see? You should. I knew it. You should have listened. But in the meantime, the bottom line is the market has gone from 6,000 and some odd to 22,000, Peter. And all that time you've been a bear. Well, we've got a couple of stocks in the news here. On the earnings front, we're winding up earnings season this week. I have one that missed earnings. Priceline missed earnings. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Priceline, one of the stocks of the decade. And I've always found that when Priceline pulls back, that's an opportunity. However, you know, not always. I mean, I pulled the plug on Amazon last week. 2 weeks ago. I've pulled the plug on AutoZone like a couple of years ago. So until I take a deep dive into the numbers, I don't know if Priceline's worthy of a special report coming from my fingertips late tomorrow night or not. But I will take a deep dive into Priceline, which recently hit, was it $2,000 a share? Where's Priceline at these days? Priceline is at, it went to $2,000. You see what it's doing today.
Sure.
It's pulling back by 8% after hitting 2,000. Hey, maybe once Amazon hit 1,000 and Priceline hit 2,000, that was the warning shot across our bow. The markets have pulled back, and these stocks have pulled back since hitting those lofty numbers. So when we come back, we'll take a little look here at Priceline.com, Disney, and Netflix. Three big ones on the table today, along with North Korea. This is Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, the Bill Gunderson Radio Show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. He's here in his own studio. This is Rob Sanford. I'm sitting in here on this beautiful Wednesday in San Diego. It's going to be a mid-70s day, and all is right with the world here in San Diego, even though there's tumult all over the rest of the world, which is somewhat affecting the market a little bit today. When we head out to the eastern, well, I guess the northeastern, what is it called? Is that the Midwest? No, that's the northeastern.
I think it's Midwest.
You think it's still Midwest?
Yeah,
it is.
I think so.
Okay, yeah, because it's in that great Minnesota. That's part of the Midwest. We're headed out there on September 13th, 14th, 15th. I'll tell you what, folks, if you want to have an opportunity to sit down with William Gunderson and have him go over your individual portfolio, there are only a few spots left. You've got to let us know relatively soon. I think Thursday the 14th is just about booked up. We've got a few spots on Friday afternoon and a few spots on Wednesday. But really the big event is the seminar, Thursday the 14th. That's September 14th, Thursday the 14th at 6:30 p.m., the Radisson Blue Hotel. That's B-L-U, no E on the end. And we're going to be out there. You'll have an opportunity to hear Bill explain what it is that he does to choose when to buy a stock or when to sell a stock. And it's a great, entertaining night, a good opportunity to ask him questions right there face-to-face and to meet Bill. So let us know if you're going to come to that by going to our website, GundersonCapital.com. Click on the live seminar page and let us know you're coming. We need to know how many chairs to set up so we don't get caught short like we did in Sarasota. And that's the name of that tune. We're headed out there to Minnesota. Something about the sodas where you have a lot of fans. Sarasota, Minnesota.
That's right.
They like you a lot in both those towns.
Yeah. Let's go through a list of all the cities in the country that end in soda.
Soda Springs.
Well, speaking of when to buy and when to sell, the question is, Bill, Priceline, you own it in your premier growth portfolio.
Oh, and I had a question during the break we talked about, too. Do you want me to ask you that now or in a minute?
Yeah, let me do my little analysis here.
Okay.
Of Priceline, right. And then afterwards we'll talk
I really want you to explain to folks about that, so go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so Priceline reported earnings last night. And they came up a little bit short, mostly on the guide. They actually beat earnings. They beat earnings by 94 cents, which is pretty good. And they guided lower. I'm in Priceline at $1,777 per share. So I'm still in the green. It's at $1,881 today, but it's obviously it's giving up 8.2% this morning. And North Korea is not helping. You know, I mean, does that hurt? Do people cancel their travel plans? Who's going to go to Tokyo or Seoul?
Or Guam.
I'm not going to Seoul, Guam, Tokyo, or even Hawaii maybe. You know, right. He's got Hawaii in his sight. And I think that's probably rattling the travel stocks a little bit. But let's just take a look at Priceline here for a minute. Priceline's one of the great stocks of the decade. Do you know that yesterday Priceline crossed into very rarefied air, very rarefied territory? They became a mega cap stock at $100 billion in market cap size.
Wow.
And all was well yesterday. The stock was breaking out to new all-time highs. Over the last 10 years, an investment in Priceline has delivered almost 40% per year. You can imagine putting $1,000 in this thing 10 years ago and just hanging on and letting it compound by actually 38.9% per year. Over the last 5 years, Priceline's delivered 29.5% per year. And over the last 12 months, Priceline's up 46%. Okay, now, that's not counting today's 8% sell-off. The real key to Priceline will be what happens to these earnings estimates. Right now, they sit at $86.55 per share for next year. And that's what led me to sell Amazon, is when their earnings estimates got slashed from 12.30 to 8.30 per share. That was a 35% drop in expectations. Now, I don't know what's going to become of this $86.55 number. That's what I'll be watching for, to see what kind of move and how big of a move downward happens in those expectations. So you really can't make your decision on Priceline until that happens. My target price as of yesterday for Priceline was $3,800 per share. And, we'll have to see what becomes of that target price. And if I have to slash my target price considerably, then it may be time to finally sell Priceline stock. But that holds the key, okay? Just summing this up here on Priceline, stocks follow earnings, and they follow earnings expectations. And if those earnings expectations are doused considerably going forward, then it's time to move away from Priceline stock and look for a company who's getting upgrades to their earnings expectations, okay?
Okay, now, during the break, we talked about the fact that Priceline now is approaching $2,000 a share. And that is an amazing number when you consider that at one point it was $2 a share. So it starts way down at the bottom, and it becomes a very expensive stock. Now, why don't companies at that point do a split, a 2-for-1 or a 3-for-1 split, to make that stock more affordable? You were saying to me that when you get a stock that's pushing $2,000, you may only be able to buy a couple of shares for an individual client if it's a balanced percentage of their portfolio. So why do they not do that? What do you think the reason is that they don't split or make a 3-for-1 to make it more affordable for the average person to buy a few shares?
Well, if you've got a $100,000 portfolio and you're buying like 2-3% position, for a 40 stock portfolio, I think you can only buy one share of Priceline, which is what I do for folks. And people that have a smaller portfolio, I can't even buy them one share because it could represent too big of a position in that portfolio.
And you protect that portfolio by not having too big of a position in any one stock.
Right, and I think there's two reasons why they don't split the stock. Why hasn't Berkshire Hathaway? It took him many, many years before he finally created a class of shares that the little guy could buy. Berkshire's A shares are $265,000 per share today. How many shares can I buy for a guy? We'd have to have a $10 million account to be able to buy Berkshire Hathaway. I think one that's private. Saying, look, I started this thing, it was $2 a share, and now it's $265,000. No splits, no split adjustments to have to explain away, no asterisks. He was using steroids, nothing like this. This was the steroid era or whatever. And I think the second reason is I think these companies don't want to have a $10 stock that people can trade around. You think twice before you sell. I think it makes the stock more stable, and I think they're more interested in having the Fidelities and the Vanguards of the world owning their stock than the 495 traders at Schwab.
Right.
So,
all right? Makes sense.
Like you.
Like me. That's right.
All right. This is Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford. We'll be right back.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And here we go into the second half of the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, professional money manager at Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. This is Rob Sanford. You know, Bill, last night, you know, typically one night a week, we try and have a family night, just kind of a family at home or activity evening. And that's usually on Monday nights, but instead of Monday night, we did Tuesday night this week. And so we drove out to El Cajon. There's a lighted shotgun trap and skeet range out there where they shoot clay targets at night under the lights, like you're being on a ballpark infield.
Can I hit some golf balls?
No, but you can hit some clay targets with a shotgun. And being that dove season's coming up in 3 weeks, September 1st, I took the boys out there and we shot we shot at a few clay targets and missed a bunch of them. But
clay is safe today.
The clay is safe. And, in fact, the range master out there said, you know, you're going to have a lot of happy doves out in Yuma, Arizona by the time.
Yeah, the clay was smiling when you guys left.
So, anyway, I was talking to the boys last night as we drove back. And I remember as a kid shooting ping pong balls and ice balls in a range that was put on by Disney when I was a kid. And it was so much fun. They did give you little 22 shells with about four or five buckshot in them, and you'd have to hit these ice balls.
At the Disney theme
park
itself?
It was really a neat little thing.
I don't remember that.
And you remember the shooting gallery going into the Wild West place on the right?
Yeah, no, okay, I've done that many times.
I remember when they used to use real steel balls.
Yeah.
Did you remember that?
I remember that, BBs.
That's right. So
now it's laser.
That's right. It's all laser. And Disney was a big part of my childhood in getting me interested in shooting guns in the first place and having a great time like
that. Don't tell them that now.
No, they've gone the other direction. No, it's really funny. However, Disney's in the news today. And they're deciding to pull back and be a little more of a competitor with their old friends Netflix. And how is that going to affect both of those stocks? What do you think?
Well, you know, let's first take a look here at Disney stock, which is part of this. You know, the market's actually coming back right now. There's really a lot to do here about nothing. But if you own Disney, you're not saying that. Disney is down 4.6% here this morning. I don't own Disney. And I don't own Disney because they are not a top-rated stock, according to my system. If you look over the last year here, Disney has never been in the top 300. And now my rating system is based on earnings. It's based on stock performance, and it's based on value.
Well, now here's a shameless plug. That information is coming straight off of the Best Stocks Now app. That's what he's looking at on the screen as he's talking on the radio here. So that's a great source of information.
Yeah, so I mean, as I look at the performance of the stock here over the last 1, 3, 5 years, Disney has underperformed the S&P 500 over the last 12 months.
Sure has.
They should have kept that ice ball attraction. That was the moneymaker. 11.7%, and the market's up 13.5%. And if you look over the last 3 years, Disney has underperformed the market. They've underperformed they've only delivered 7.2%, while the market's delivered 8.7%. Now, if you add in the dividend, that might even things up a little bit. But basically, it's a market performer at best. And if you're to ask Disney what the problem is, and the analysts would all say that it's ESPN has been the problem, that fewer people are watching NFL football, fewer people are watching sporting events. With all this array of content that we now have, ESPN's kind of been a noose around the neck of Disney. And, you know, they claim that ESPN has gotten too political, and that's turned a lot of these beer-drinking, you know, sit-on-the-couch, burp, and root for the Cowboys. Nothing against Dallas. I'm sure they do it in Minnesota, too, and we do it here in San Diego. But, you know, they get a little sick of Colin Kaepernick kneeling down during the national anthem, and I see nobody's taking him this year on their team, and other things like this. So ESPN has hurt Disney, and for that reason, it's been reflected in the stock. the stock has not performed that well. And from a valuation point of view, my valuation numbers on Disney right now, I have a value of D+. It's not exactly a cheap stock. It's trading at 16 times forward earnings. It's only growing by 8-9%. That means it's trading at a severe premium to its growth rate. So overall, in the end, it boils down to that. Between earnings and performance, Disney is a B- overall stock for me, and it comes in at number 935 out of 4,358.
Now, at the same time, you have the Disney groupies, I like to call them, those that are just almost worshipful of Walt Disney and his empire, and everything from a Disney cruise to the Disney vacations, and people that follow it, I know, love to invest in it because they're emotionally attached to the Disney experience.
It's one of the great companies of all time.
And, it is.
And look, it's multi-generational.
Yes, it is.
My little, Steven's little girl, Gwenny, oh boy, she got introduced to Moana. And everything now is Moana. And I'm invited to her second birthday party in a couple of weeks. The day after the Dove opener.
I got you. All right.
I got to get home early. I don't know if I can do the evening shoot with you or not. I got to clean birds. In your case, there might be one that I got to clean.
Come on.
In my case, there won't be any because I can't hit the broadside of a barn. My dad used to kid me all the time. If I ever got a quail or something, oh, he said that thing died of a heart attack, a natural death, because he knew
you didn't hit it.
I'm not a very good. I'm a better stock picker than I am a marksman. I never got my marksman merit badge when I was in Boy Scouts. But little Gwenny's gonna have her 2-year-old party, and it was going to be a set. Oh no, it's a Moana party now. She wants a Moana party, so I got to wear my puku shells and my my flip-flops. And,
a grass skirt.
And yeah. And
are you going to wear a grass skirt?
No, but, no, okay. You know, I definitely I'll wear my Hawaiian shirt with racehorses on it I got at Del Mar Racetrack. That's pretty Moana-like. And our little girls back in South Carolina in Charleston, they are all over it. Moana, Moana, Moana. How many generations is this? You know, my parents took me to Disneyland, and Bill took his children to Disneyland, and now my children are taking their children to Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure there's lots and lots of great-great-grandparents or great-grandparents whose little ones want to go to Disneyland.
You know, I've got a really good friend that I go to church with, and he always says, if you're having a bad week or a bad time in your life, go to Disneyland. It cures all ills.
Have you stood in one of those lines
right.
lately?
That doesn't cure all ills,
and
does
have
it?
You waited an hour to find a parking place? And,
that's right.
And then it's hot and smoggy. And then
you got to go when
LA
it rains.
Traffic. And I come back a nervous wreck
right.
You know, these days. But
rain. That pray for rain and then go to Disneyland.
But, you know, the real question is, if they break off and form their own streaming service, okay, that's one more thing you'd have to subscribe to. But what if they made the entire Disney library on there, all you can eat for $9.99 a month? Would that turn the Disney stock around? You know, I don't know. I think they should have done it a long time ago. But on the other hand, you know, they're getting money from Netflix for having Netflix show their content. But now Disney's getting greedy. Disney wants all the money from showing their content, and it's going to be part. They're not going to Amazon, Netflix, and all these. And the other question, when we come back in the fourth quarter, how much does this impact Netflix? How much of Netflix revenue? At first blush, I'm going to say very little. Because Netflix, they have plenty of content. They have documentaries. They have their own TV shows. They have a huge movie library. But if you've got a little kid in the house, a 4-year-old, Netflix isn't going to help you out because they don't have the Disney, and you're going to have to do an additional subscription.
Well, what happens when other content providers follow the Disney model and want to pull out and have their own content.
Yeah, I don't know that there's anybody with the library that Disney has. I mean, I can't really see like Paramount Pictures or Sony Pictures pulling out and having their own content.
What about Pixar? Well, that is Disney, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. So I don't see that happening. But in the fourth quarter when we come back, let's take a look at Netflix numbers. Talk about a disruptor, Netflix.
Oh, boy.
No more driving to the video store. They put, how many businesses did Netflix put out of
business? Oh, my
goodness. We'll talk about that when we come back. Should we be selling our Netflix here now? This is Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The horses have come around the last corner, and is it a corner? Is it called a corner? What's it called?
The turn.
They've come around the last turn.
And the second turn.
And now we're in the final stretch. Is that what that's called?
That's what we're in.
Okay, we're in the final stretch of the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. It's the best stocks now.
Hopefully we make it to the finish line. I'm gasping for air,
tongue hanging out, but you're whipping me as we go that direction.
We got a little further to go.
Hey, it's Rob Sanford and Bill Gunderson. It's the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And, boy, Bill just showed me a couple of charts that are unbelievable here in the last little while in the stock market. What in the world is causing that? Well, I know. You tell the folks.
Well, let's give the names of the stocks, and I think they could probably figure it out. One is Lockheed Martin, who says their phones are ringing off the hook right now for their missile defense system.
Okay. Hot out of the oven.
Maybe Lockheed's behind North Korea.
Maybe.
It's good for
business.
I don't think they'd do that. But anyways, Lockheed Martin. Look at that chart. I own Lockheed Martin. I said it's better than a bond. You know, why would you own a bond when you can own a great stock like Lockheed Martin with a 2.3% that's taking off like a tech stock.
It looks like a missile launch.
Unbelievable. And the other one here is Raytheon. And we featured these stocks, I believe, on Monday. Raytheon, look at that with their Patriot missile system, which shoots down these threats. Now, I don't know. I mean, there's 1,000 missiles aimed at South Korea. You need a lot of Patriot missiles. I don't know. I think the missile shield, like Israel has, what do they call that? The Iron Dome? Well, you know, it's a good time to own aerospace and defense stocks. And I've been pounding the table for how long, Peter Schiff? How long have I been telling that those earnings are real over there, Peter? And those threats are real, and there's always something in the market that, is benefiting from conditions in the world at any given point in time. So these defense stocks, we talked Monday about the exchange-traded fund ITA. That is the aerospace ETF, but personally, I like to cherry-pick that for the two best stocks within it, and those are without question Raytheon and Lockheed Martin, and both of those are dividend-paying stocks. Now, in this final segment here, I want to take a look at Netflix, which is the other big stock in the news. So let's do a quick analysis of Netflix here. Okay, Netflix, also one of the stocks of the decade. Rob and I were talking during the break about the demise of the mom-and-pop video store, which I've been to many. I remember taking my kids there. And then they kind of got the first round of consolidation when Blockbuster came along and Hollywood Video. It's like they were the sardines, and along came the mackerel, okay? And the mackerel ate up Blockbuster, and Hollywood Video ate up the sardines. And then along came the white shark in the form of Netflix. Netflix, let's just put this into perspective. Netflix is now a $75 billion company. You know, Disney is a $160 billion, so Netflix is half the size of the Disney empire now.
That's amazing.
That's pretty good. And you talk about disruptive technology. Well, Netflix was a major disruptor in the business, and it continues to disrupt. It's disrupting HBO. It's disrupting Showtime. It's disrupting ABC. It's disrupting Disney and ESPN by showing their own content. And Netflix has performed, you know, over the last 5 years. Let's bring up Netflix just to put this into perspective. Over the last 5 years, 10 years, in fact, you'd have to call this the stock of the decade. 53% per year returns to investors.
53% per year.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
Disney's earnings are dwarfed by that. And look at the last 5 years, 85% per year in returns.
Unbelievable.
And you don't have to return the video on
That's
a
right.
Sunday
Or rewind
night,
it.
Or rewind it. Oh, was that a pain. And then over the last 12 months, Netflix is up 87%. As of yesterday, Netflix was number 23 out of 4,358 in my app. And if you look at the past year, look, it was number one nine months ago, five, number three, number 20, number 26. What I'll be looking for, and I think we'll have the answer by the end of the day, is what percent of Netflix income comes from Disney? And I think in the end, you're going to find that it's a very minimal amount. I'm sure it's, you know, it's definitely material. But how material is it? Out of those earnings that are expected at Netflix over the next 12 months, which right now are $2.01 per share, I think you're going to find that this is not that big of a deal for Netflix. But I will dive into the numbers. I'll have an answer in the newsletter this weekend. But for now, I'm hanging on to my Netflix, all right? Boy, we are at... We've got 1 minute. I'm going to let you.
Is that all we've got left?
I'm out of breath. I'm going to have to be vanned off like a lame horse here.
It's that final stretch, you know.
Oh, my God.
You got to make it all the way across the finish line. Well, I'll tell you what. If you'd like more information from Bill, if you'd like this kind of analysis on your own portfolio, the kind of research that he pours into each and every stock purchase or sell, for that matter, it's a good time to go to GundersonCapital.com. If you go to GundersonCapital.com, you can sign up for his newsletter, where he'll break all this down in the newsletter this weekend. You can find out what's in the app and maybe even purchase the app in your own smartphone, or you can get it in the desktop version, which is free. And lastly, you can sign up to see Bill live in one of the many cities that we broadcast in across the country. And we're going to several different cities this fall. The most pressing is Minnesota. We'll be out there the 13th, 14th, and 15th. The seminar is on the 14th. And if you want to sign up to go to that, you need to make sure that you go to GundersonCapital.com and sign up for the live seminar by going to the live seminar page. That makes sense. So that's about it, Bill. And lastly, if you want to have a conversation with Bill, you can do that by calling 855-611-BEST. It's 855-611-2378. And during the course of the day, Lisa will answer the phone. I can have a nice conversation with you and find out what it is that you hold in your individual IRA or 401k. And then we'll get you turned over to Bill so that that he can give you his analysis. And that's the best way to do it. Hey, you've been listening to Bill Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Rob Sanford. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.